This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. In some places, there's a pandemic on and people are staying home. In Sturgis, South Dakota, there's the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. A quarter of a million people are expected to roll through the tiny town over the next 10 days. Normally, Sturgis is home to about 7,000 people. So you can imagine how important this event is economically to the small town on the edge of the Black Hills. You can also imagine how not everyone is thrilled about packing so many people into that town as the coronavirus is raging. Marketplace's Andy Euler caught up with city officials and riders about what they're expecting.
The Sturgis Biker Rally is scaled back in its 80th year. No parades, no contests. The town's city manager, Daniel Ainsley, says if fewer people show up, that's a hit for sales tax revenue.
If you look at what the city nets from an average rally, anywhere from $1 to $1.5 million.
That's 11% of what the city spends on roads, police, fire. Then there's the impact to businesses, not just in Sturgis, but all those that benefit from bikers on their way to the rally, businesses that are already suffering because of COVID-19.
The thought of not having the rally would truly mean that they would end up closing.
The rally annually injects some $800 million into South Dakota's economy, but still plenty of residents are worried about getting sick. Brenda Genovi is a registered nurse in the area who raised her concerns at a city council meeting in June. She said even in a normal year, the rally crowds area hospitals.
We do not have the medical beds, staff, etc. that we need to deal with traumas and COVIDs at the same time.
The event normally draws around 500,000 people. While crowds may be smaller this year, the mayor has said there's nothing he can do to prevent people from coming. Kim Lyshevska is a Sturgis bartender.
A lot of us rent out our houses, rent out our yards, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the people who come and stay have already, you know, have said, yeah, we're coming.
Sturgis officials say they will conduct mass coronavirus testing after the rally ends on August 16th to learn whether all those bikers brought new cases of COVID-19 to town. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.